SBS Radio.
The Prime Minister has made a fifth election campaign visit to the Western Sydney seat of Parramatta, touring a Lebanese pastry shop. Scott Morrison announced a sweetener for small business, promising to help create more mum and dad businesses if he wins another term. But the visit quickly soured when an SBS journalist asked the leader about a growing rift between Australia and Solomon Islands. In particular, what impact his approach had had on the relationship with Solomon Islands Prime Minister Manasseh Sogavare.
You've spoken about a red line with the Solomon Islands. Do you now admit that your rhetoric on the region for a domestic audience has massively inflamed the situation and potentially damaged irrevocably your relationship with Manasseh Sogavare?
No.
Prime Minister Sogavare has stepped up his criticism of Australia and other Western allies in the ongoing fallout of a security deal with China. In Parliament yesterday, he had this to say.
We are being treated as kindergarten students walking around with Colt 45s in our hands, and therefore we need to be supervised, Mrs. May. We are insulted.
While not directly mentioning Australia, the target of his remarks was clear. Prime Minister Sogavare also warning.
A touching warning of military intervention, Mr. Speaker, in Solomon Islands, if their national and strategic interest is undermined in Solomon Islands, and I think the Minister of Foreign Affairs has highlighted that. In other words, Mr. Speaker, we are threatened with invasion.
Labor leader Anthony Albanese has criticised Scott Morrison for evading questions on when he last spoke with his counterpart.
This is a complex relationship, but the fact that the Prime Minister hasn't picked up the phone to Prime Minister Sogavare says an enormous amount. Says an enormous amount about what is needed in terms of that relationship.
Defence Minister Peter Dutton says the Solomon Islands Prime Minister hasn't explicitly criticised Mr. Morrison.
He has not a word of criticism for our country. He's not saying that the relationship is broken. He's not saying that Australia is an unreliable partner. He's not saying that Scott Morrison hasn't engaged with him.
A former High Commissioner to Solomon Islands, James Batley, suggests Mr. Sogavare's words may have gone too far.
Prime Minister Sogavare is a very strong nationalist. Is keen to demonstrate his country's sovereignty and independence, but he appears to have taken his rhetoric to an extreme level.
Mr. Albanese says his Pacific policy will help close the rift.
So we've outlined a comprehensive Pacific plan. It's about increased aid. It's about dealing with climate change, including hosting a COP along with the Pacific Island nations. It's about people-to-people relations, including parliamentary visits.
Mr. Morrison's repeat visits to the seat of Parramatta suggest the Liberals are desperate to pick up the seat from outgoing Labor MP Justine Elliott, who will be replaced by parachuted candidate and former advisor to Prime Minister Kevin Rudd, Andrew Charlton. For a second day, Mr. Morrison was asked why he wasn't making an appearance in seats facing challenges from a group of so-called teal independents backed by Climate 200.
And in this seat right here, and all the seats I'm visiting around the country, I'm particularly focused on the contest that is happening between your two alternatives for government. Now, I've made the point very clear about independence, that that's a vote for chaos. It's a vote for instability. It's a vote for instability. I don't outline my program in advance.
Anthony Albanese was also challenged on his knowledge of Labor's policy on the National Disability Insurance Scheme. While touting his party's plans on climate change at a smart energy conference, Mr. Albanese was asked by journalists to outline his plan for the NDIS. He faltered.
What we will do is put people at the centre of the NDIS.
What are the other five points, Mr. Albanese?
We will put people. We will put people at the centre of the NDIS.
An advisor went on to hand Mr. Albanese a policy brief from which he read his party's 6-point plan. Krishani Danji, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.